Real English from BBC Learning English.
Hello there, this is Real English from BBC Learning English. I'm John.
And I'm Fefe.
The English language is changing all the time, and Real English is your chance to hear the most up-to-date words.
那么今天我们要学习到的词语就是 mate, 朋友。
Mate is another word for friend, and you would use it in a very casual and informal way.
Mate 这个词可以用来称呼男人或者是女人，但这个词最初是男人们用来称呼他们男性同胞的，所以有些女性朋友直到现在还没有能完全接受这个称呼。
You normally say mate when you see a friend for the first time, and when you are meeting someone.
Like this. Hi there.
All right, mate.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Well, I can't stay long. See you later, mate. Bye.
当我们谈到有些动物的时候，也可以用 mate 这个词。动物和我们人类一样，也会找到适合自己的另一半，生儿育女，共度余生。They mate for life.
That's true. And did you know that some birds mate for life?
Interesting. 天鹅就会像我们人类一样，在寻找到自己的另一半后，会和他们共度余生。Swans will mate for life.
Well, that's it for today. You've been listening to Real English from BBC Learning English.Look out for more Real English on our website, bbcchina.com.cn, then click on the link to Learning English.
如果想听到更多的地道英语，欢迎大家登录我们的网站 www.bbcchina.com.cn, 然后点击英语教学。
Join us again soon for more up-to-the-minute Real English. Bye-bye.
See you next time. Bye.
Real English from BBC Learning English.